Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you in just a minute here. But I want to finish up on this issue about the upcoming election. Remember what Susan Sarandon said the other day? Well, it was actually about a month ago. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo, and the status quo isn't working. And that's what this election is really all about. This is not Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton. It's not Republican versus Democrat. It's ordinary Americans against an entrenched oligarchy. This election, and by the way, I know I keep saying November 7th, it's November 8th. It's a referendum on the status quo itself. This election is a referendum on the quality of work of the entire U.S. federal government. This election is a referendum on the honesty and trustworthiness of the corporate media. And that's why they're fighting so hard to stay in control. All right, let's take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, there was an article in on LouRockwell.com today by Stephen Lindman, and it's about Russian warships destroyed Western and Israeli operations site in Aleppo province. I agree with Justin in New Jersey. Aleppo is the line in the sand, and they are trying, the United States is trying very, very hard to provoke, intimidate, make some kind of incident that Russia will be forced to push back, and of course then there'll be the evil Russia. But, you know, the Russia forces are definitely eliminating the U.S. proxy army, ISIS, and putting a huge dent in that excuse that they're using everywhere they want to go, every country they want to invade. They're making a huge dent in eliminating that proxy army. So what do you think about that article?
Well, you need to really appreciate the timeline of what's going on, because it all began with that U.S. strike on Syria's military forces, which the Pentagon is insisting was an accident, even though those forces had been in that location for a year. The lines weren't changing in that area until after the U.S. strike when ISIS came on down and tried to retake the territory. But there's no question that was an intentional act. Russia did try and play by the rules. They called that coordination center on two occasions to say you're attacking Syria's troops. And the officer who was supposed to handle that was conveniently away from the phone for that entire hour that the attack was taking place. And this was Russia's basically sending a message. And Putin did this because he understood that the Western media couldn't really do much about it when it came out that this Foreign Intelligence Operations Center was staffed by Israelis, Americans, British, and so forth, because they're not supposed to be there. And there's certainly the idea that they were directing ISIS and al-Qaeda in this battle only hammers home the point that the U.S. is actually supporting and aiding ISIS and al-Qaeda. That whole cover-up is starting to come apart. And there hasn't been much mention in the corporate news about this attack on this foreign intelligence site. There was a brief effort to try and claim that this was an unprovoked attack by Russia. But again, it happened after the U.S. attack on the Syrian troops. And remember, the U.S. does not have any legal grounds to be inside Syria, even if they're chasing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, because Syria's government has refused permission for them to be there. They're not invited. The Russians are invited. They are there with the permission of Syria's government, and they are actually going after these terrorists that have been working for the United States of America. So it's going to be very hard to come up with some kind of a provocation in which the U.S. is going to be seen as the aggrieved party when the U.S. doesn't have any business being there in the first place.
I totally agree. Now, our media hasn't told us, but is anybody siding with Russia right now? Because they must be catching on to understand that the proxy army, ISIS, the proxy army, was created by the United States and probably with the Mossad, Israel's Mossad.
Yes.
They must know that. Is there anybody siding with Russia to say, hey, we're standing by you, we know what the United States is trying to do? I mean, is anybody doing that?
Well, yeah, Iran is, but that's not getting any media coverage either. Right now, the media is totally focused on Samantha Power, who's out there saying, bad Russia, they have to be kicked off the Security Council. You know, they're evil, Vladimir Putin passes wind in elevators. And nobody's buying it. There was an article we ran, end of last week, where the people inside the UN are openly talking about the reality that the U.S. agenda is to get Assad. And it's always been to get Assad. And this idea that they're after ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that whole thing has fallen apart. It's as big a whopper as Saddam's nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Another article of interest for you and your listeners on Lou Rockwell also today. Syrian foreign minister blasts U.S. and its allies as accomplices of terrorism. You may want to check that out. That's on LouRockwell.com today.
Okay, I'll take a look for that. Yeah, when you're arming terrorists, you're a state sponsor of terror, and that's what the U.S. is now exposed as. Worse than that, we the American people have been told that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are our enemies in the war on terror, and we have President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton giving aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. That's the legal definition of treason.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly. Thanks, Michael.
You got it. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We've gone on from politics and the debate. We're talking about developments in Syria, most of which are not getting a lot of coverage in the American corporate media because it's a huge embarrassment for the U.S. We may be on the verge of this generation's version of Vietnam. Now, the Syrian government now reports they have a recording of U.S. communications with ISIS that took place just before the attack on the Syrian military. And it hammers home the point one more time that the U.S. is using ISIS and Al-Qaeda as proxies to overthrow the legitimate government of Assad and put in a puppet ruler. Okay, let's grab Steve in Maine. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Steve from Mass.
Is it Mass? It's Mass. My mistake.
Oh, that's
Massachusetts.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was speaking to my friend today. Did you happen to catch 60 Minutes yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay, neither do I, because it's really I'm propaganda, a mouthpiece for the people to hear about. What he was telling me was it was about the new Cold War, and they're telling people how Russia is the aggressor and how they've taken over Crimea and pretty much that they need to be stopped. And they're talking about how the U.S. has these new weapons which could take out some of the facilities that they have, like this. Tell me they're arming like a bomber with some missiles, and they can go over there and take out like 80 locations of nuclear facilities around Russia. And what it seems to me is they're prepping the people of saying, well, look, we got this new... Also, they said Putin said that he's not afraid to use nuclear weapons if he has to. So it seems to me they're prepping the people on and saying, you know, here's this Putin in Russia who looks like the aggressor, and the U.S. might be the person to come in and stop him from being the aggressor. And we got this new weapon. We can go in there. We can take out all these different weapon systems that they have within a couple days.
You know, that's a very important point to hit here. Now, back during the first Cold War, there were a lot of people who were very concerned about all these nuclear weapons that were back and forth, especially coming out of World War II, where people had seen some of what nuclear weapons can do. Most of the photos taken on the ground in Hiroshima and Nagasaki were actually classified. They didn't want the American people to see just how horrible a nuclear strike was, because they were, you know, embarking on this nuclear weapons program. And then Russia started to catch up, and they literally embarked on a propaganda campaign against the American people to convince them nuclear war would be survivable in order to silence opposition to nuclear escalating. If you're my age, you probably remember seeing in school this cartoon featuring Bert the Turtle, Duck and Cover. And there was this one scene where they showed this family out having a picnic, and there's a bright flash overhead, and they pull the picnic cloth over them, like that's actually going to save them from a nuclear weapon. And they knew it was a joke when they made that, but the idea was to convince the American people that a nuclear war was survivable. Everybody was building bomb shelters in their backyard. Because the people are not going to go along with nuclear war if they really understood just how horrible it can be.
Yeah, that's a scary thing about it. They make it sound like, oh, we got this new weapon system. You know, if Russia gets out of hand, we can just go in and take them out easily. And that, you and I both know that's not going to be the case.
No, it isn't going to be the case at all.
Also, in the show, they're talking about first strike and simulative attack on Russia, how they're organizing simulations on how they can attack Russia with the first strike. I mean, that's scary. All that propaganda they're putting out there. I mean, that's something they're actually thinking about doing.
Well, they're thinking about doing it because a very poor long-term thinking and planning about our nation following World War II. They got everybody to use the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking. Those dollars were being borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve, or other countries were bringing us manufactured products and agricultural produce for boxes of ink and paper. And because of that, our government and Wall Street got very lazy. They let our manufacturing decline in quantity and quality. And on top of that, nobody wants our agriculture anymore because of the GMO experiment. And so if the U.S. cannot bring the world back to Bretton Woods, where the entire global economy routes through the Federal Reserve one way or the other, then it is all going to come apart. And they're willing to risk the incineration of the surface of planet Earth in this argument over which brand of ink and paper we're all supposed to use for the next 100 years. And all these people who are planning nuclear war, they're the best preppers of all. They've got bomb shelters built all over the place. They've reactivated the Greenbrier. Mount Weather is out there. They've got all of these places set aside. Your taxes paid for them. You will not be allowed into them, of course. And they figure if they make a mistake, well, you know, they'll stay down in the bunker for 6 months or so. Come on out, and it'll be a beautiful, natural world free of human beings, and everybody will be happy. It's a very real possibility. It alarms me that 60 Minutes, which used to have a decent reputation for getting the facts, they've become just another bunch of prostitutes and correspondents for the corporate media pushing this war agenda with Russia. And still they're pushing, Russia's the aggressor, Russia stole Crimea. No, that is not what happened. I got into a debate in a comment section on an article talking about the referendums, and the paid government shill out there was saying, the referendums were fraudulent. This was an evil plan by Putin to steal Crimea. And just, they're out there frothing at the mouth trying to get people to buy the official propaganda, and nobody's falling for it because we know it is propaganda. the U.S. government has openly admitted they are using propaganda against the American people. By the way, that used to be illegal in this country. It was actually illegal for the U.S. government to propagandize the American people. That law has gone out the window, along with the laws to protect whistleblowers. And they're absolutely convinced that the only thing that will save the United States is a new world order. And if they become convinced that Donald Trump is going to win the White House, they will start that war before he can take office and stick him with it the way Herbert Hoover was stuck with the Depression of the 1930s.
You know, well, Russia is not Libya. this is a whole new phase, which, you know, I don't think they really want to get into it. I mean,
they don't. Especially when you look at the quality of weapons that the U.S. is making. We make the most expensive weapons on Earth, and it turns out they're junk. Now, do you remember about a week ago there was a story about, even though the F-35 has been declared ready for combat by imperial edict, even though it's missing key things like the helmet fire control system, the software for the cannon, all these other problems, they had to ground several of these aircraft because the insulation on the inside of the fuel tank is decaying in that refined kerosene, and the debris gets sucked into the fuel system and causes problems. Now, that's an expensive fix. It basically means replacing the fuel tanks, which are inside the wings, which it's a major overhaul of the aircraft, which is already hideously expensive. Over the weekend, it came on out, there was another F-35 that exploded during takeoff, and they have determined the entire A series of the F-35, all of the F-35s made so far, have this insulation problem.
You know, Mike, they don't even care about our junky weapons, you know? All they want to do is start the war and hide. You know, they don't care who wins or loses, as long as they go in the little bunkers and hide and, like you said, come out when everything's
over. Well, the bankers that are behind all this, they don't care which side wins or loses. They make money off of both sides. I mean,
right,
that's why Brown Brothers Harriman in New York was financing Adolf Hitler's rise to power right up to the day war broke out, at which point Roosevelt hit them with the Trading with the Enemies Act. But the bankers, they love war. War is the banker's richest harvest. It forces countries and people into hideous amounts of unpayable debt to make them the slaves to the bankers for the next 100 years. And they really don't care which side wins or loses. They come out on top no matter who wins, who loses. And they're getting ready to do it again.
There's got to be. I mean, we know who the players are. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. And there's got to be a way where, you know, someone can just seek them out and... I don't know.
Well, they own the government. I mean, these people own the government. Our politicians, I mean, these are people who would sell their own mother for a dollar. The rich and powerful are above the law. We saw that with Hillary Clinton when FBI Director James Comey literally let her slide on felony violations of Title 18 on this absurd claim that he didn't think she meant to do wrong, even though Title 18, Section 793 clearly says exposure of U.S. national secrets through negligence is good for 10 years in prison. That's what happened. When you're that rich, nobody touches you. The government won't touch you because you own the government.
Last week, who was it
came out on and said that the Federal Reserve is actually above the level of the president?
Which is true.
You know, well, it's not supposed to be that way.
No, it isn't. No. It's they got a hand in every part of the government, every judicial system. I mean, it's like they say, it's a machine that's got control of everything. And hopefully if Trump does get elected, at least he can take care of a little at a time, maybe. You know, start to
well,
get
he's going to have
order.
A lot of people out here willing to help him do it, and I'd be available for a position in the Trump administration if he's at all interested, or if he even knows that I'm out here. Anyway, listen, Steve, in Massachusetts, need to let you go, and we're going to switch to John in Missouri. And John, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. But what's on your mind?
My question was, why does the United States dislike Syria so much?
It doesn't dislike Syria. Syria was just on the pathway to the U.S. attempt to dollariferize the Middle Eastern oil countries. General Wesley Clark blew the lid off of this back, I think it was in 2005, and said the U.S. agenda was to conquer or regime change all of the oil-producing nations in the Middle East so that they would sell their oil and gas only for the U.S. dollar, which would increase foreign demand for the U.S. dollar and keep it propped up Because even back then, reasons to have the U.S. dollar to trade with were drying up. It's all about keeping the dollar's hegemonic domination of the global currency, and Syria just happens to be in the way. Syria is the last stepping stone before the much-desired war in Iran.
Does Syria not use the dollar for its oil?
Syria uses whatever currency the people buying the oil and gas want to have, and more importantly, Assad refused to allow a pipeline right of way so that Israel could take the oil and gas they're stealing from under the Golan Heights, which is part of Syria, and sell it to Europe. And that was the point at which they started seriously talking about regime change.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to, actually, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got another phone call. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, rather interesting little development. The Federal Election Commission is refusing to say whether or not it is against the rules for presidential candidates to wear radio earpieces. So at this point, it's a given that Hillary will indeed have one talk about corrupt. I don't think the American voters want to make their decision about the election based on who was in the back room with the microphone or how many of them there are. The whole point of a debate is to take the measure of the candidates themselves, not their advisory committee. And the fact that the Federal Election Commission is refusing to answer this question about whether it's illegal or not, I think is telegraphing that, yes, Hillary is going to, in fact, be doing that as well. All right, let's take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think Hillary would ever use one of those. First of all, she doesn't need it. She's the smartest woman in the world. In fact, probably the smartest individual in the world, and according to President Barack Obama, the single most qualified person in America to be president. So I don't think that's an issue at all.
Yeah, okay.
And I was wondering, back in 2009, best I can recall, it was around maybe the 9th of January, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was eating a sandwich, and I very rarely listened to Rush Limbaugh, but for some reason that day I turned him on to see what he was talking about. It's the new year, 2009, and all of a sudden he goes on this rant. I call it the New World Order rant, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm. okay, he's saying this in jest. He's joking. He's making fun of conspiracy theorists and everything. He talks about how the U.S. Congress and the U.S. president is just they're ceremonial, and that there's these shadow people behind the curtain that actually run everything. And I thought he was joking, and I was waiting for the punchline, and there never was one. He broke away, went to a regular commercial break, came back. I kept waiting for him to expound on what he had just said, and he never mentioned it again. And I actually listened as much as I could for the next several days just to see if he would say anything more about it, or if a caller would ask him, "Hey, Rush, what were you talking about?" Not one. It was like it never happened.
Yeah, somebody talked to him.
Did anybody remember that?
I don't remember that one, but I remember out here in Hawaii, there's a local station, KHVH, and there's a talk host in the morning, and I'm blanking on his name. I used to listen to him a lot, and he teased the fact that he was going to be talking about this whole situation in Mena, Arkansas, and the cocaine smuggling and everything on the next day's show. And the next day's show, they were playing a rerun, and the day after that, he was back and never mentioned it again. So, yeah, and of course, the KHVH is owned by Clear Channel. And they absolutely yank the strings of anybody who dares cross the lines.
Well, I was considering the possibility that perhaps
Rick Hamada, that's his name.
I was considering the possibility maybe Rush was engaged in some contractual dispute and he was trying to scare them or something like that. You know, another time, this has just been a few years ago, I remember I was in line at the drive-thru at the bank, and Rush Limbaugh started talking about, you know, that phones don't work above X number of feet, and he kept making the point, and I'm like, wait a minute, he's trying to tell his audience about 9/11.
Yeah,
he's trying to tell them because and it was just, it's very, very odd. But anyway, I don't listen to the guy. He's a clown to me, but there's a couple of times I just wonder if anybody had heard Rush Limbaugh's New World Order speech. He sounded like one of us. And he sounded like he was an RBN host talking about the New World Order. He was explaining it in detail, how it all worked, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Well, you know, he got his leash yanked good and hard, and it does happen. It does happen. All right. Well, listen, Frank, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, as I mentioned before, there are growing indications that the war party, the War Hawks, are in open rebellion against the civilian government. And there is an article that came out of Sputnik News about how the DOD openly saying that it may or may not obey Obama if there is any kind of an attempt at reconciliation with Russia. I mean, that's mutiny right there. And this bombing of the Syrian army may have been a bit of chest thumping as to who's really in control of America's war policy. We'll be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about events in Syria. And, of course, Samantha Powers is up at the United Nations screaming about the humanitarian crisis that's been caused by the bombing of the UN aid convoy, which more and more is looking like it was a ground attack and was done as a false flag to blame on Russia to try and counter the negative propaganda flashback from the U.S. attack on Syria's armed forces. But the humanitarian crisis is being caused by the U.S.-backed rebels. They have shut off the water for 1.5 million civilians. And collective punishment of civilians is a war crime. U.S. is deploying additional forces to 7 bases in northern Syria. And again, they are doing that without the permission of the Syrian government. I think that qualifies technically as an invasion. Now, here's an interesting little article. This came out of axesoflogic.com. Why Assad's army has not defected? Because 4 years ago, when the U.S. was first going in there to try and get Assad, everybody was saying, oh, in a few weeks he's going to be gone. His army will desert him. His military will desert him. It's all over but the shouting. And here we are 4 years later, and Assad's army has not defected. And the reality is that the U.S. was guilty of believing its own propaganda, that Assad was not well-liked, that his people were ready to turn on him. And the Syrian people, they understand what life is going to be like under a U.S. puppet ruler, because they've seen it already happen in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya, and they don't want that for themselves or for their children. In a lot of ways, it's a repeat of the disaster at the Bay of Pigs, where the CIA was telling John F. Kennedy that the Cuban people hated Fidel Castro. That all we needed to do was arm the Cuban brigades and put them on the shore, and the Cuban people would dash down to the beach and help the Cuban brigades overthrow Fidel Castro. And so Kennedy gave the go-ahead. They landed the Cuban brigades at the Bay of Pigs, and the Cuban people ran right on down to the beach and pounded those Cuban brigades into the sand, sending an unequivocal message that Fidel Castro was far preferable to having another U.S. puppet run their country, because they remembered how bad things had been under Batista, who was the last U.S. puppet that was there. All right, let's go ahead and grab some more phone calls. Mark in North Carolina, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I might disagree with you a little bit on a Syria thing, because it seems to me like the military does not want to get involved now, because I see that General Mumford, or whether, you know, the head of the Joint Chiefs, the Marine General, he basically said, you know, if you put a no-fly zone in there, like it looks like a lot of civilian leadership want to do, you're going to have a war with Syria and Russia. And he said,
He didn't say anything to indicate that isn't what they actually want, is to provoke a confrontation with Russia. And let's be honest here. The United States does not have a legal right to declare a no-fly zone over another sovereign nation.
Oh, I know that. I realize that. We don't have a legal right to have any troops in Syria right now, or bomb any part of Syria. But they're just doing it. The might makes right type thing, and that's just so dangerous. But I think a lot of the civilians, like the State Department, the CIA, that's what's really behind this. Because this Samantha Power, right? She's one of the horsewomen of the apocalypse. That was for taking out the. Gaddafi there in Libya.
Yes.
Her, Susan Rice, and Mr. Slick Willie herself.
And Victoria Nuland. Don't forget Victoria Nuland.
How can I forget that witch? Mm-hmm. How can I forget that witch? But, you know, these people are playing evil. And so I'm not going to blame the military in this thing. Because I think the military does that. Other than, I think what the military should do is they should mutiny and say, you know what, enough is enough. We're not going to do this. We're not going to bomb anybody. We're going to get our troops out of here. Or if we do have to stay here, we're not going to lift a finger unless we're actually attacked. We have enough of this. That's what I think the military should do. But I do
well,
not
the rank and file military are very much of that mind. It's the high command that are getting very rich off of kickbacks from defense contracts, and they're looking forward to putting in their 20 in the Pentagon, and then double dip with a pension and a huge salary from these defense contractors they've been handing the contracts to. But the reason that that cartel is pushing for more war in order to get more military spending. I mean, we have the same Pentagon that's already admitted they misplaced $6 trillion, is now demanding another $1 trillion of your money in order to achieve parity with Russia and China. And we're never going to do that no matter how much money is spent, because the way that money is spent is what is leading to disasters like the F-35, the F-22, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships, and the aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, which they're already admitting may never actually be suitable to a real combat environment.
Mike, I just got one other question for you. Yeah, because you talk about the Cold War and all that.
Yes.
Do you think the Soviet Union was as bad as they were made them out to be? Or do you think that was also a bunch of propaganda? I mean, it was.
I think that was a bunch of propaganda. The reason Russia was being demonized was because of the communist revolution, which was seen as a threat to capitalism in this country, which is where we all work and the money junkies get all the money, as opposed to the communist system where everybody works equally and they share in that wealth. And there was literally a real fear that the communist revolution could actually spread to the United States, a workers' revolt saying, we're doing the work, you know, we deserve a larger stress of the or larger share of the proceeds from it. But, you know, capitalism is this system, and there's a very thin line between capitalism and fascism, and our country's gone over that.
How about as far as the Man of Steel, you know, Stalin? You think he was really as evil and stuff as they make him out to be, or do you think that's also hype?
It's hard to know. We'd have to go back and look. I mean, he did some really stupid things. There's no question that he had these purges. Lysenkoism was as a badly botched case of politics over scientific reality as human-caused global warming is today.
What about his time of how being a butcher, that he literally murdered millions of his own people? You believe that, or you think that's, again, that might be made up?
It may be exaggerated, but look at the U.S. government and how many of its own people it's murdered. Look at Waco. Look at all Wounded Knee and the rest of it. We don't really know. The only thing that we know for certain is we live under a government that lies to us about absolutely everything. Prudence says we should not accept at face value anything we've ever been told. By the government, by the corporate media, by the state-controlled schools. It's all probably a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement.
Because, I mean, I watched somebody told stuff on YouTube about the marches that the Russians finally defeated the Nazis in World War II and all that. And it looks to me like those people, you know, Stalin was, of course, in charge at the time. Looks to me like those people really loved Stalin at the time. It didn't look to me like it was just a put-on. Looks like they were very
proud. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just like the troops are not deserting from Assad, the Russian people united behind Stalin to defeat the Nazi invasion. And I think at this point, no ruler in history is either as good as that we're told or as bad as we're told. Like I said, looking back to the 1980s, in that gun-running operation in Nicaragua, we're seeing then-vice president, later president, basically involved in drug running for personal profitability.
Right.
We know that George W. Bush lied to Congress to start the war with Iraq. And I think what we need to look at is getting rid of the idea of good or evil and start saying, you know, how many of these people are sociopathic? And how much damage is a sociopathic leadership going to do to a country? And I think this is a major reason why the founding fathers tried to design a government where authority was diffused across the entire nation as much as possible. Because they understood centralized power becomes a very tempting target, and it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. And so they tried to design a system that would limit that damage.
Also, let's not forget what George Washington said.
And beware foreign entanglements.
Yeah, exactly. We heeded that. We wouldn't have a lot of these problems we have today. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the worst foreign entanglement for our country has been Israel. They have siphoned vast sums of money out of our pockets, and all we get back for it is demands that we suspend the First Amendment. So because we're not allowed to say anything bad about Israel, and we find out that Israel's leadership is one of the biggest liars in all of history. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We got a bunch of phone calls, and I want to get to before the top of the hour. So we're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Thank you for waiting very, very patiently, and what's on your mind?
You can hear me. You can hear me okay?
You are on the air, sir.
Okay, a friend told me to call in. I apologize. I was assaulted in D.C., so I've been left blind.
Ouch.
And, they're very friendly folks that kind of, taken over the constitutional government that our forefathers set.
Yes.
Anyway, it's an issue that the Clintons are involved with. I didn't realize that I was poking a stick into the hornet's nest.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that feeling.
Hillary twice and did not know that she was party to the act, the criminal behavior that I was exposing. But in a nutshell, this, and by the way, this impacts veterans because the VA was going to take advantage of an offer by the Clintons to house the homeless vets. I was one of the scientists that were brought down to New Orleans after Katrina and identified the poisoning problems in those FEMA trailers. Well, right now, even those trailers that were condemned by our testimony, the Clintons have been trying to pawn them off onto the veterans, the Native Americans, the unsuspecting whites, and they were trying to pawn them off onto the Haitians through the Clinton Foundation's, you know, charitable acts towards the Haitian earthquake victims. And I know this is kind of off the cuff and you haven't seen it before, but anybody listening, and you can see the work done by others on the disclosure of the poisoning in those FEMA trailers. But then I came down and explained why they were continuing to poison people long after the formaldehyde should have off-gassed. It's in a website called Gassing America, a.k.a. poisoningthepoor.com, either one, Gassing America or Poisoning the Poor.
Mm-hmm.
Or Infanticide USA will get you the same place. I put it together in a soft version. By the way, the Trump people are already talking to me about it. But this is a evil in your face, in plain sight, so to speak. And anybody can go out. And this is bizarre. You probably won't buy it right off the top. But in 1976... you got to remember who was Secretary of State in 1976 and 1974. Mm-hmm. He pulled together a group of men, and they took the entire manufactured and mobile home industry, put them under the control of HUD, and since that date, every single manufactured mobile home violates code. No city or county or state health and safety agency would ever permit what HUD has done. So
well, it was done to save money so they could make a cheaper product and foist it off. I mean, we know that in addition to those mobile homes that no sane person would want to be living in and be exposed to because of the hazardous materials used in the construction. We remember when the Clintons, when they were in Arkansas and they were behind this blood harvesting program where they literally were harvesting blood from prisoners with HIV, which was then used to make a clotting factor for hemophiliacs, and that went out there and made a lot of people sick. There was a story that came out only 2 weeks ago where the Clinton Foundation was donating medications down to Haiti, and the medications turned out to be diluted to almost the point of uselessness. And it's all about, you know, saving money, making more money, profitability. And we've seen so many examples where there will be a product out there that is dangerous, hazardous, very poorly made, and all the manufacturer needs to do is make the right donations to the right politicians, and it'll be declared mandatory. Everybody will be forced to buy the product, and we're seeing that now with vaccines and GMO, and because it's all about maximizing the profit from the targeted population, which in this case happens to be the American people.
Well, I'm going to add one more slant to that. Since I have labored in medicine, if you're going to poison people for 40 years now, How do you get away with it? Because if people are being injured, just like when I went to New Orleans, the deputy sheriff invited me down there to help them with that, understand that issue in New Orleans after Katrina. Not one single federally directed medical professional ever told any of those individuals that they were being poisoned with formaldehyde or carbon monoxide, which is another one.
They come down sick, and then all of a sudden they become customers to the medical industrial complex. Our medical industrial complex needs the American people to be constantly chronically sick from something, whether it's something used in the manufacture of their shoes or those motorhomes or something that's in the food. If the American people all of a sudden became healthy, that entire multi-billion-dollar medical industrial complex would collapse. And they are very generous donors every election season.
That's why I left that profession, is because within a few years, I began to realize it was not about mercy, but about mercenary. And when I was approached long, retired, I'm 75 now, but I was long approached after I was, quote, happily away from all of that. But I had a mother and a grandmother at my door, and they came to me and pled with me, please save our family. The Child Protective Services and the medical people were accusing the family of abuse and neglect. They'd had one baby die, and another baby was in the throes of death. And they came to me, and that started me back into this battle against my own profession. And then 8 years ago, a family contacted me with a baby near death, and I identified the real cause, which was carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. They always come in a package, by the way.
I know they do because of the way formaldehyde works. I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew the website to go to, gassingamerica.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to have to let you go because we got to take a break for commercials.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go ahead and grab another phone call. Ernest in Reno, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while, and I really like what you do. I respect what you and your wife do. And I just make a comment on Limbaugh and Hannity and people like that. Is those are mainstream conservatives. They will go to a certain line, and they will not pass it. They've tried it, and they know what on the other side, and they're afraid. That's why, you know, guys like you, I really have a lot of respect for.
But well, anyway, thank you very much. First of all, I prefer not to call them the mainstream media anymore. I call them the corporate media, because looking at the recent readership numbers, viewership numbers for the TV news, we're the mainstream here. And I like to call what we're doing the independent media, because we don't have large corporate structures over us that can call up and say, stop talking about Hillary Clinton or Israel or you'll be fired. And that's really what makes us independent, is that we're allowed to, we have the freedom to talk about the issues that need to be talked about.
Unfortunately, the masses recognize them as this is what's really happening. I mean, back 20 years ago when the ChinaGate thing came out with Loral and Clinton and the technology transfers, that the people were just told these are just transfers between strategic partners. And to me, this just was treason. But the masses will just, whatever the mainstream conservative says, that's what they'll accept that, and that's
well. That was true. That was true back in the mid 1990s. It's not true anymore. Poll after poll is showing that the American people don't trust what they're seeing in the corporate media anymore. They're very skeptical, and that's a healthy sign, because the skeptical people are a free people.
Right, right. But I just hope it's not too late that they wake up. But anyway, the reason why I called is I noticed that you don't like to go to that aspect of the spiritual or element as far as what's going on in the world today. But I just wanted to make a point that if we go to Israel, and why does Israel have so much influence in the world today, we have to look at basically the Bible has effective control of the three major religions of the world, that Islam, the Jews, and the Christians all consider Abraham to be, you know, their patriarch.
Yes.
And so that's the reason why, if the God of this world is the Hebrew God, and he's able to convince these masses of people this is God, well, that makes sense. That tells you, and they're able to manufacture their reemergence into the world. I mean, that tells you that there is something besides just what you see that's controlling this. And that God of the world.
Well, we know. Let me cut you off because we're almost at our station break. Every ruler tries to exploit religion for their political agenda, but ultimately, it is the rulers who are setting in motion the events that change our lives. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.